6.
Liz, I can't believe you took part in that horrible reality show.
Why not? It's a unique opportunity for people to experience life in the jungle, which by no means is boring.
Excuses, excuses.
Would you feel better if I told you I did it to prove something as a sociology student? Why don't you simply accept that I wanted to see what it was like to be surrounded by cameras 24/7? And the exciting jungle experience was a bonus.
Now listen again. 6.
Liz, I can't believe you took part in that horrible reality show.
Why not? It's a unique opportunity for people to experience life in the jungle, which by no means is boring.
Excuses, excuses.
Would you feel better if I told you I did it to prove something as a sociology student? Why don't you simply accept that I wanted to see what it was like to be surrounded by cameras 24/7? And the exciting jungle experience was a bonus.
7.
The original plan was to visit the gallery, then to leave our suitcase in the hotel, and finally go on a cruise around the bay. But because our flight was delayed by 3 hours, instead of going to the gallery, we were taken straight to the port, because our tickets specified the time of departure. When I got to my room, I was so exhausted, I decided I'd go to the gallery first thing the following morning.
Now listen again. 7.
The original plan was to visit the gallery, then to leave our suitcase in the hotel, and finally go on a cruise around the bay. But because our flight was delayed by 3 hours, instead of going to the gallery, we were taken straight to the port, because our tickets specified the time of departure. When I got to my room, I was so exhausted, I decided I'd go to the gallery first thing the following morning.
8.
When I was told I had to give a speech in front of 150 people, I was petrified. I realized I had to do something about it or I'd fail. I thought no one could help me, so I tried rehearsing in front of the mirror, imagining a room full of people, but with no results. Eventually, I found a speech therapist who taught me not to think about the audience, but to focus on myself. And it worked.
Now listen again. 8.
When I was told I had to give a speech in front of 150 people, I was petrified. I realized I had to do something about it or I'd fail. I thought no one could help me, so I tried rehearsing in front of the mirror, imagining a room full of people, but with no results. Eventually, I found a speech therapist who taught me not to think about the audience, but to focus on myself. And it worked.
9.
Are you coming to the pub with us tonight?
No, I'm going to Mr. Baker's birthday celebration.
What? But he's ancient. I can't imagine him dancing and drinking.
You'd be surprised. He is a young man in spirit. Imagine this. He's recently taken up a course in computer programming and is planning a parachute jump.
Well, it's probably all in one's head.
You know, even though he's way older than me, I'm sure we'll have a blast tonight.
Now listen again. 9.
Are you coming to the pub with us tonight?
No, I'm going to Mr. Baker's birthday celebration.
What? But he's ancient. I can't imagine him dancing and drinking.
You'd be surprised. He is a young man in spirit. Imagine this. He's recently taken up a course in computer programming and is planning a parachute jump.
Well, it's probably all in one's head.
You know, even though he's way older than me, I'm sure we'll have a blast tonight.
10.
Do you have any idea who you will vote for?
No one.
Come on. Look at this guy, for instance. I'm sure he'll bring a breath of fresh air to politics.
I doubt it. He just keeps repeating what his party colleagues say. Anyway, he's far too young and ignorant.
His innocence is precisely what makes him an attractive candidate.
Attractive? I'll give you that. A stunning body.
Be serious. We're talking politics, not a beauty contest.
Now listen again. 10.
Do you have any idea who you will vote for?
No one.
Come on. Look at this guy, for instance. I'm sure he'll bring a breath of fresh air to politics.
I doubt it. He just keeps repeating what his party colleagues say. Anyway, he's far too young and ignorant.
His innocence is precisely what makes him an attractive candidate.
Attractive? I'll give you that. A stunning body.
Be serious. We're talking politics, not a beauty contest.
11.
Hi, Kim. I didn't see you last week.
I was in Paris from Tuesday to Friday.
Oh, you lucky girl.
My boss had an invitation for the fashion week, all expenses paid, and asked me to come along. And the best thing is I had no obligations whatsoever, so I decided to look for Jessica.
Your college roommate?
Yes, she lives in Paris now, but because of her busy schedule, we only spent one evening together.
Now listen again. 11.
Hi, Kim. I didn't see you last week.
I was in Paris from Tuesday to Friday.
Oh, you lucky girl.
My boss had an invitation for the fashion week, all expenses paid, and asked me to come along. And the best thing is I had no obligations whatsoever, so I decided to look for Jessica.
Your college roommate?
Yes, she lives in Paris now, but because of her busy schedule, we only spent one evening together.
12. You went to the Golden Lion last week, didn't you?
Yes, I had dinner with my wife.
Would you recommend it?
It was good value for money, but knowing you, I'd say it might be a bit of a disappointment.
What do you mean?
They seem to have got stuck somewhere in the 70s, both in terms of decor and cuisine, which I suppose they think is the point.
And the food?
Nothing to complain about.
Now listen again. 12. You went to the Golden Lion last week, didn't you?
Yes, I had dinner with my wife.
Would you recommend it?
It was good value for money, but knowing you, I'd say it might be a bit of a disappointment.
What do you mean?
They seem to have got stuck somewhere in the 70s, both in terms of decor and cuisine, which I suppose they think is the point.
And the food?
Nothing to complain about.
13.
Do I see a new tablet?
Yes, I bought it a week ago and I wish I hadn't.
What's wrong?
I've had problems with it from the start, so I took it back to the store where I'd bought it. As they refuse to give me back the money, insisting on exchanging it for another model, I'll have to take further action.
What?
Write an email to their customer service and complain. I know my rights.
Now listen again. 13.
Do I see a new tablet?
Yes, I bought it a week ago and I wish I hadn't.
What's wrong?
I've had problems with it from the start, so I took it back to the store where I'd bought it. As they refuse to give me back the money, insisting on exchanging it for another model, I'll have to take further action.
What?
Write an email to their customer service and complain. I know my rights.
That is the end of task 2.